It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you, Toby?
Not too bad, thanks very much. We know that mental health issues are playing a large part in the COVID-19 recovery. Elizabeth, as a pharmacist, what are your thoughts on all this?
You're absolutely correct, Toby. It's having an impact on everyone's lives. I mean, feeling low, worried about your health or the health of those close to you, or maybe the economic impact concerning your finances. These are all normal reactions to what's happened. Patterns of activities where you dwell on the negative side. Now, that can lead to problems, and those with pre-existing mental health issues, they may need expert help.
I believe that COVID-19 anxiety is now being recognised as a mental health state.
Yeah, I was reading an article by Dr. Chris Hand. He's a lecturer in psychology at Caledonian University, and he stated that anxiety around COVID, as I've suggested, is expected at some level. But when it becomes chronic, for example, a specific reaction to the threat of infection and illness, then that can manifest into a situation where people may struggle to resume normal activities and coping strategies might not work. I mean, there will inevitably be people who are too frightened to go outside.
Elizabeth, do you have any advice for people just now?
Of course, Toby, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I have read up on a few ways that people can try and get back to normal activities if they're feeling anxious. The NHS website has, for example, some advice on your daily routine, engaging in useful activities such as cleaning, cooking, and if it helps, putting a plan together of activities for the week. Then, of course, there's a connection with friends, telephone, Zoom calls. And if you haven't already formed a bubble with a friend or family member, then this might be a good time so that when you do go out and start to mix more normally, you have some support. I'm not sure how many people realise just how beneficial exercise is for mental health. Just having a walk, particularly in a green space such as a park or leafy path, improves your mental health. Even looking after plants in a window box can make a difference. Now, for people who need help, there is an organisation based in England called the NHS Volunteer Responders. Now, they have a phone number, 0808 196 3646, and they basically respond to anyone phoning in who's maybe lonely or needing help, shopping, or just needs a chat. I introduced myself to them at the weekend, asking if I could give their phone number out on this radio station, and they've sent me some information showing me if you were to phone the number, they may be able to help. Now, if you're in Scotland and you feel you need to talk to someone, as well as the general 111 number, now I know that's very, very busy. There's something called Breathing Space. Their number is 08008 38587. So hopefully people can maybe respond, maybe use the number, maybe think about starting to get out under normal circumstances, maybe asking a friend to help with that.
I think we had better repeat those two useful helpline numbers, Elizabeth, if we can.
Of course, yeah. The NHS Volunteer Responders is, that's if you're in England, 0808 196 3646. And Breathing Space in Scotland is 08008 38587. So I hope these are helpful for people.
Elizabeth, as always, some very useful information and advice there. If people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
I have a pharmacy, New Life Pharmacy, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick, for New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.